ओम शांति। रिगेनिंग द किंगडम ऑफ द सेल्फ बाय स्पिनिंग द साइकिल। Spinning the cycle is a very important aspect in our Brahmin life. By spinning the cycle, we experience lots of benefit in our Brahmin life. First benefit: spinning the cycle improves our soul conscious stage gradually and gradually. Second benefit: spinning the cycle is increasing the degree of our happiness, spiritual happiness. Third benefit: spinning the cycle improve our self-respect. Because when we are observing our role throughout the cycle, it helps for improving our self-respect. And fourth benefit is, spinning the cycle gives us the realization that how much important of confluence age is there. Significance of confluence age, we can realize easily. That is why throughout the day, whenever we get some time, few minutes, we must keep on spinning the cycle. In fact, spinning the cycle means knowing the story of the soul throughout the cycle. How we play our role throughout the cycle, knowing the story about that, is called spinning the cycle. That is why we must know the proper method of spinning the cycle. This is the cycle of knowing the role of a point of light, soul. How I, the soul, point of light, play my role throughout the cycle and how I return Paramdham. And if we spin the cycle automatically, the soul conscious stage is increasing, which is very important aspect in our Brahmin life. Because as much the soul conscious practice is increasing, yoga is increasing. As much easy, natural and constant experience of soul consciousness would be there, that much easy, natural and constant connection with Baba would be there. And in this process, we are observing five forms of the soul. Eternal form, beginning form, then middle form, and at the end of cycle, Brahmin form, and then angelic form. After that, we are returning to the home, Paramdham. But while spinning the cycle, we must feel how we play our role in a golden age, silver age, copper age, and iron age. Eternal stage, eternal form. When I, the soul, was in my original home with my father, spiritual father, unlimited father, I was completely pure. That is my highest stage, purest stage. Because I was with the highest authority, world almighty authority. I was there in soul world. I was resting there. That is the rest house. This is a guest house and that is a rest house. After playing my role throughout the cycle, I was resting there. I was in fullest form, highest form, with almighty authority, Baba. After that, on the basis of samskars, whatever the samskar I imbibe here in this confluence age, that samskars were in the soul in merged form. On that basis, I took birth in a royal family, in a gentle family, in a family of king of king, in a first birth, where use property was there, lots of gold, diamond, this and that, lots, unlimited wealth I received there. I spent my one birth 150 years. After that, you just visualize you, the soul, I, the soul, point of light, is leaving this body and entering in another body, next body, next birth body. Getting another new body, living another body, and getting new body. By this way, I took 8 births in golden age. And nature was pure. Nature was in my control. I enjoy that nature a lot. My life was carefree life. Golden age and silver age is like an award from Baba. 2,500 years is the award from Baba we are getting on the basis of the efforts. Whatever we are doing here in this confluence age, on that basis we are getting award from Baba. Reward from Baba. The soul was 16 celestial degree. Full. And because of having soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision, I was having only 2 type of the thoughts in golden age. Pure thought and thoughts for performing action. Only 2 type of the thoughts were there in my mind. That is why I use very little energy. I use only 2 celestial degree. (16 to 14). And then I, the soul, enter in a silver age. My nature was little old. And I was enjoying that nature also. And I, the soul, was living one body and was taking another body. Living one body and taking another body. By this way, I took 12 births in a silver age. And situation was same like golden age. There were only 2 type of the thoughts in my mind. Pure thoughts. Because of soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision. And thoughts for performing action. That is why I used again 2 celestial degree in silver age. The stage of soul consciousness was decreasing, little by little, decreasing. Because of losing the power of a soul, the stage of soul consciousness was also falling down. And the moment I enter in a copper age, Maya slapped me. She welcomed me. because of having impure thoughts, little impure thought, there was huge earthquake. And the axis was 90 in golden age and silver age. The axis also changed 60. From 90 to 60 degree. And because of huge earthquake, the golden palace went down. But because of mild attack of Maya, two type of the thoughts were there. Addition. Impure thoughts and waste thoughts. Little waste thoughts. I start creating my own statues in a temple. And I become worshipper. And along with me, many worshippers, they were worshipping my idol in the form of the deity. And my deity form was fulfilling their desire. They were asking something, peace, happiness, bliss. And my non-living idol was fulfilling their desires. They were becoming very happy. I took 21 births in a copper age. The quality of soul was decreasing gradually and gradually. The moment I entered in an iron age, there was serious attack of Maya. And because of that, I was suffering a lot. I start calling God, "Oh God, please help me. Please give me salvation. Give me some peace and happiness. I cannot tolerate attack of Maya." Pure thought, no more pure thoughts. Always impure thoughts, always waste thoughts, and always thoughts pop up for me, action. Three type of the thoughts were creating in my mind, and that is why I was using so much energy. The car was old, that's why lots of petrol, consuming lots of petrol of energy. And I was stumbling here and there, wandering here and there, looking for peace and happiness, looking, searching for God. In India and abroad also, I was searching for God. I was visiting lots of pilgrimages, worshipping Lord. And Baba was observing from Paramdham, "My child is suffering Lord. I should do something." Maya was beating very badly. She was hitting and beating very badly.
I become unconscious. I lost my conscious that I am a soul. I lost that conscious.
The merciful Father descends on this earth. First in Karachi and then on the mountains of Mount Abu. But when Baba was observing the globe, Baba was observing some powerful stars on this earth, powerful souls on this earth. And that is why Baba sent some instruments. And Baba, adopt me, accept me as a child. Because of having special quality in me, He select me out of millions and millions souls, He select me. Oh my child, I am going to construct heaven on this world, on this planet. I need your help. You have very special qualities. I need your help. Anyhow, I came to Baba. But when I came to Baba, the battery was fully discharged, nearly discharged. Petrol was nearly finished. Baba, hold my hand. Oh, come on. Go to the petrol pump now. Brahma Kumari Center, go to the petrol pump. Fill the petrol of power in your soul. Gas station, go gas station. Brahma Kumari's organization. You know why I select you? You are a very special soul. You have very special qualities. That is why I select you. Baba established special yajna, sacrificial yajna, fire yajna, for creating my fortune, for giving me chance to do the service, unlimited service of humanity. Now, Baba gave me birth as a Brahmin through the mouth of Brahma. The ocean of knowledge, Baba, gave me birth through the mouth of Brahma. Baba, I am mouth born progeny. I am a Brahmin. Mouth born progeny of a Brahma. Baba. And Baba, remind me,
You are a hero actor in this cycle. You play your role as a hero actor in this cycle. You are not an ordinary actor.
But I was not really able to accept that. How I am a hero actor? I have lots of drawbacks, lots of weakness, lots of vices in me. Every day, Baba was coming from Paramdham and was showering this garden, living flowers, garden of living flowers. And he was having the desire, I really want to see every flower as a blossoming flower. Every flower of this garden must be blossoming flower. Every day he is showering this garden, but there is no happiness on face. Why? He was surprising. One day there was a conversation in subtle world in between Brahma Baba and Shiva Baba. And Shiva Baba was asking to Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba, I am showering this garden every day with the shower of knowledge and yoga. But the faces are not happy. It's not intoxicated. Why? There is no intoxication on their face. I don't know. Huh? Why? There was not intoxication on our face. Because we were in the jail of Maya for 2500 years. How long? How long? Not 1 year, not 10 years, not 100 years. 2500 years we were the slave in the jail of Maya. And that is why there is a deeply rooted samskara of inferiority complex. I am useless, I am hopeless, I am nothing. Why God select me? He made mistake. By mistake He select me. I am not worthy soul. Why He select me? Such type of the doubtful thoughts were in my mind. That inferiority complex was not allowing me to come out from that jail. Now if I would look towards this area, I play a great role in a golden age and silver age. My part was really great. If I would look towards this area, then I can regain my self-respect again. I am a hero actor. Now, I have direct connection with the director of this unlimited drama. And he is always giving me direction in the form of the Srimad. Every day he is giving me direction. Elevated direction, Srimad. And my Brahmin life is really becoming elevated, more and more elevated. Now I am trying to regain the stage of an angel. Now I really would like to recharge the battery of my soul. I am practicing yoga, but my yoga is not so good. But if I spin the cycle, I realize my role is a great role in this cycle, then I can easily maintain self-respect and the moment I am sitting on the seat of self-respect, I start experiencing self-sovereignty stage. I start experiencing my kingdom. It's very good. I am the king of myself. I am the king of my sense organs. King means ruler. King means sitting, always sitting on the throne. King means ruler, ruling the subject. I regain my self-respect, I regain my intoxication, and I start experiencing self-sovereignty stage. I am the master of the self. Master of the sense organs. When I practice more and more, when I churn this knowledge and spin the cycle, my self-respect is improving more and more, more and more. And my ruling power and controlling power is also increasing more and more. As much higher the ruling power and controlling power, that much higher position in golden age and silver age would be there. Bhava is observing from Paramdham. Oh, my children are recharging the battery of the soul, but the battery is not recharging. What is wrong? What is going? Why the battery is not charging fast? Huh? Bhava observes some sort of leakage is there. Leakage of waste thought. Then Baba had given me signal, oh my sweet child, please stop this leakage of waste thoughts. There is a leakage. That is why there is no collection of powers. Stop this leakage. But how can I stop that leakage? Three yuktis are there. For that. For checking leakage, we must follow three yuktis. First yukti. Put the full stop on our forehead and whoever is coming in front of you, pull the full stop on his forehead also. I am point of light, he is also point of light. We are the soul, we are the children of one and same Father. That's it. Instead of soul conscious vision, if I visualize body, oh, the name of this brother is this and he is from this country and he is having that qualification, profession, whatever. Uselessly 6-7 thoughts are creating in our mind. Best thought. I am point of light, this is also point of light. We are the soul, children of one and same Father. Finish. And second yukti, use the point of drama. Full stop of drama. if something very good or very bad is happening, the storm of waste thoughts is starting in our mind. We are creating so many waste thoughts regarding that aspect. Try to put the full stop of drama. This is nothing and nothing. This is just repetition. Nothing new. Only and only repetition. That's it. Will not be there. West thought. Further west thoughts. And third yukti. Empty mind. Evil workshop. Feed the food of spiritual knowledge to your mind so your mind can churn knowledge. Your mind would be busy. Best thoughts can transform in a best thought. Useless thoughts transform in a useful thoughts. By this way, stop the leakage of waste. Now this is the time of rising the level of energy from 0 to 16 degrees. That is why stop the waste and transform negative thoughts in a positive thoughts. For that, very good yukti is that wear the glasses of positivity always on the third eye, eye of intellect. Throw this lens of negativity and wear the lens of positivity and observe positivity in every soul. Each and every soul has a very good quality. Not a single soul on this earth planet, the one who is not having any quality. Not a single soul. Human being soul. Because of the quality, he got this birth of human being. Otherwise, he would be in another species. Dog and cat and this and that. He has some quality. That's why he got this human being birth. Transform negative thoughts in a positive thoughts. And then improve powerful yoga experiences. Baba had given us signal. The time of having ordinary yoga is already over. This is the time of having really powerful yoga, really volcanic yoga. Why? Why Baba had given this signal? This is the time of having powerful yoga. Volcanic yoga. Why? Example, I work hard throughout the day, I earn $100, USA dollar, and I spend that $100 throughout the day, there is no balance, zero. Whatever the energy we are receiving, Amrutvela Yoga, through Amrutvela Yoga and through Evening Yoga, we are using that energy throughout the day, you are spending that energy, there is no balance. There is no collection of powers. We must check three aspects all the time. Throughout the day, we must check three aspects about the income, spiritual income. How much is my earning? My earning must be maximum because throughout the cycle, this is the only time of earning spiritual income. My earning must be maximum. Second aspect, my spending must be minimum. And third aspect, my saving must be maximum. Through powerful yoga only, my earning would be lot, earning would be maximum. I can earn lots of, I can receive lots of powers from Baba. And I have to transform my old hard samskars of 63 birth also. And as a hero actor, I must donate some powers to the many souls. I must have a huge collection of powers. That can be possible then only when I would have really powerful yoga, volcanic yoga experience. That is why I, the soul, in this confluence age, I start earning lots of spiritual income from Baba. And my battery is really charging fast. The energy level is rising fast. My battery of the soul is charging fast. If I would have sometimes impure thoughts in my mind, it means I am still in a copper age. When I experience the soul is really free from the pure impure thought, it means I achieve silver age stage. And when I, the soul, would have lots of pure thoughts, great thoughts, powerful thoughts, always pure thoughts, it means I am experiencing golden age stage of the soul. The stresses of vices nearly finished. As my yoga is improving, I start experiencing angelic stage. I am experiencing the body of divine light. The body consciousness is losing, and I am experiencing the awareness of having angelic body, angelic form, the form of divine light. And I am sitting on the highest point of this globe, sitting with Bab Dada as an angel. And I am traveling around the world through my angelic form, like Hanuman or like an aeroplane. On one hand, I have connection with the Son of Knowledge, Baba. I am receiving light and might from Baba, and on the other hand, I am donating that light and might to unlimited souls on this planet of Earth. And many souls, they are receiving light and might, peace and powers. And they are experiencing comfort in their life. I'm experiencing world benefactor stage in this Brahmin life. elevated life. I am using this elevated time for elevated service, world service. And I am earning lots of income, spiritual income, lots of blessings from many souls. And I start experiencing lightness and happiness and intoxication in my life. I experience my life full with joy, full with happiness, full with intoxication. And when I will attain the fullest stage, perfect angelic form, then I will return via subtle world to soul world. Then I will live my subtle form in subtle region, and I, the soul point of light, will return to the rest house, to the Paramdham again, and will sit on the same place where I was sitting before, the same section where I was sitting there. And I will rest there for a while. I will take rest. And then again I will start my role as a hero actor in this cycle. If you spin the cycle by this way, automatically you can experience your soul conscious stage is increasing lot, your happiness is increasing lot, your yoga is improving lot, and you are receiving lots of praises from Baba, and you start enjoying this Brahmin life, and you start experiencing kingdom of the self. I, the soul, is the king of the self. I am the ruler of my sense organs. And those souls are becoming the king of the self in this confluence age. They are becoming the king of other souls in golden age and silver age automatically. And those are not experiencing this stage, kingdom of the self, or stage of self-sovereignty, they get ordinary roles since the beginning of this cycle. Ordinary role, as a subject, as a servant. That is why anyhow I really would like to experience this stage of self-sovereignty. I have to become the king of myself, master of the self. And if you start experiencing this stage, then your mind and intellect would be under your control. Because in yoga, these two powers are playing prominent role, mind and intellect. If these two powers are under your control, then you can improve your yoga as much you want. You can improve the quality of yoga as much you want. You can earn lots of treasures from Baba as much you want. Understand? Because this mind and intellect, since corporate, they were under the influence of Maya, That is why they took away all the treasures from the soul. Now we have to regain that treasures, all the treasures from Baba. We must keep our mind and intellect in the company of Baba through yoga. Then automatically we can regain all the powers, all the treasures, all the virtues. Self-discipline. We must experience self-discipline. Self-enrichment. In our life. How do I know I am progressing in my Brahmin life or not? How do I know I am progressing in my Brahmin life? My stage is becoming elevated and elevated. How do I know? Two signs are there, subtle signs are there. The degree of happiness and intoxication is increasing gradually and gradually on one hand. And the degree of lightness also is increasing on the other hand. Because the burden of sins is getting away. That is why we experience lightness. Double lightness. And the degree of our happiness and intoxication is increasing gradually and gradually. Understand? Self-respect. And if you really would like to maintain very good stage in this confluence age, what is the secret of that? Unshakable stage like Brahma Baba, like a Tower of Peace. Tower of Peace is a memorial of unshakable stage of Brahma Baba. If you really would like to maintain that type of this stage, what is the secret? The secret is that you must have hold. You must have authority. You must have command on soul conscious stage and self-respect. If you would have command on these two aspects, your stage would be unshakable. You would be able to maintain very good stage of yoga. Because of the attack of Maya or distraction pulling towards the worldly things, we are losing this stage of soul consciousness sometimes, or we are losing self-respect, and that is why we are not really able to maintain unshakable stage. Now, can we have the drill of five form? Can we have the experience of drill of five forms? Is that okay? Then can you stand? Keep on swinging on one left side, right side. Very lightly, gently. Swing in the swing of joy and happiness. I, the soul, point of light, is in rest house Paramdham with almighty authority Baba Shivabha.
I, the soul, is perfect. I am experiencing complete rest here in this rest house. Now the thought is emerging in my mind, I should go on earth and I should start my role playing in the cycle. As I descend, I, the soul, descend in golden age, I took birth in a royal family, in the family of King of Kings. I, the soul, wear the dress of deity, fully decorated dress, like a Lakshmi, like a Narayan. I am double crown. Diti. I have one beautiful crown of purity. And another crown of kingdom. Fully decorated with diamonds. In this golden age, the whole entire nature is in my control. Nature is serving me, Lord. I have beautiful palace, golden palace, fully decorated with diamonds. How beautiful is this golden palace? I, the deity, is entering in my golden palace and turning towards the right hand side and entering in a beautiful dining hall where there are 56 varieties of bhog, of food. I, the deity, is enjoying this bhog, this food. How carefree life is this? Now, I, the deity, is coming out from the dining hall and walking towards the left hand side, walking towards the meeting hall, gently. In that meeting hall, my subject is waiting for me. My subject is very happy with me. I am meeting with my subject and just saying goodbye, Tata. I, the deity, is coming out from my palace and entering in a beautiful garden where everywhere there are colorful water fountains. All the trees are full with flowers and fruits. The fragrance of flower is everywhere. The atmosphere is so pleasant. Oh, for me, how beautiful is life is this. I took 8 births in golden age. I, the soul, was living one body and was taking another body. Now I, the soul, enter in a silver age. Again, I enjoy the nature. I enjoy my life with the God and Goddess by doing painting, by doing dance, art. I spend my time beautifully and took birth, 20 births in this in silver age. I took 12 births and I enter in a copper age. Maya slapped me and I become the slave of 5 vices. I was experiencing sadness, gradually and gradually the degree of a sorrow and unhappiness was increasing. I started building some beautiful temples. Many worshippers were worshipping my non-living idol and was fulfilling their desires. I took 21 births here in this copper age. Now I, the soul point of light, enter in an iron age. And Maya was beating me so badly. I was experiencing deep sorrow in my life. I was calling out God. At the end of this cycle, I was searching God. And fortunately, God select me. He adopt me. He gave spiritual birth to Brahma Baba's mouth. I am the mouth born progeny of Brahma Baba. God himself become my teacher. Every day he is teaching me. He is explaining me the secret of knowledge. Very simple way. Easy way. He is filling my apron of my intellect with jewels of knowledge. My intellect is becoming pure and pure. I start experiencing angelic stage. How
beautiful is this angelic form. My angelic form is full with godly intoxication, godly powers, and godly virtues. I, the angel, has a wonderful crown of purity. My intellect is connected directly with Baba, Son of Knowledge, in Paramdham. I am doing lots of service through this angelic form. Especially at Amrit Vela and evening yoga, I am traveling around the world. I am receiving light and might from Baba on one hand and donating light and might to unlimited worldly souls, living stars. I receive lots of blessings. My life is fully busy in godly service, in elevated service. I am a hero actor. I am sitting on the throne of self-respect. I am a hero actor. I am a world transformer soul. And experiencing the kingdom of the self. I, the soul, is a king of the self. Now turn around. Give drushti to one, some two. I, the soul, is a king of the self. The one who is standing in front of me is also the king of the self. We both, the kings, are giving wonderful drushti to each other and sharing pure feelings and good wishes with each other. I, the soul king, is sitting on the throne of my self-respect and giving regard to the king, the one who is standing in front of me. The regard of giving regard is very good. Shiv Baba has desire that I want to see every soul, every child as a king. And we are all the kings in this hall. How beautiful gathering of the kings is here in this hall. Shiv Baba is observing this beautiful gathering of the kings and showering this gathering with the shower of golden flowers and with the shower of blessings. How fortunate we are. How beautiful experience is this, the experience of self-sovereignty stage, experience of kingdom of the self, Om Shanti, thank you so much. Om Shanti.